What does that GoPed cost?
About $450.
Just enough danger to cause a kid to get a few stitches.
Oh yeah, you can crack your head open.
I
on
like that.
And that's what's fun about it.
Well, they should wear a helmet. Are they definitely?
Are they? Oh, I don't want them to wear a helmet. What fun is that? Yeah.
Are they illegal?
No. Well, when they sent it to me, they said I should have a driver's license to operate it. But
who said that?
The salesman.
The salesman said you should have a driver's license.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Honest to God.
I would have no abash about giving my 10-year-old niece that thing right now and letting her go full speed.
Yeah.
See, so I think it's important to have a kid experience a little bit of that little rush at an early age to make them not such wieners like they are nowadays. I want a kid that's got some guts.
But you want a kid that builds his own. You don't want to just buy it for the kid.
All right. Okay, that's good.
Well, thanks for bringing your little motor scooter
in. That's very sweet.
We're having motor scooter fun today on the Robin and Maynard Show, and that'll teach these little wiener kids. You know, kids today are wiener.
How many stitches did you have by the time you were 12? Let's face it. If you got no stitches, you're a ween. Period. Okay, Rob, that's very
sweet. I didn't have any.
You had none?
No.
I had zero. We just let it scar.
Why? Well, I guess that makes us both wieners.
Well, that doesn't surprise me on the count of either one of you.
There's only one of us here that isn't.
That's right. Hey, Rob, thanks again for dumping in from Tumwater, beautiful Tumwater, Washington.
You're welcome.
Home of the Miller Brewing Company now. It drives me crazy when I drive by and I don't see the Ole sign anymore.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. What'd they do with that sign, by the way?
I'm not sure. I'd like to know.
The Lucky Horseshoe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went down on the last day for the gift shop and bought up a whole bunch of their products.
The old Ole said you get a $4?
What's that?
$4. You don't even know what a $4 is, and he's from Tumwater.
This guy is a fraud. We've been bilked.
I know. The guy with the GoPed has no idea what a $4 is, and he insists he has children. I don't buy it.
Phones are smoking. I'm not sure why. What did we do now?
Hang on. I'll look. Oh, I'm going to you, Ken. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys sleep in the morning when Bob's on, don't you?
Huh?
It sounds like you sleep when we're on. Hello there, Ron. How are you?
Who am I with?
You're with Robin and Maynard. What do you have to
Robin,
say?
Robin, I just wanted to extend a courteous invitation for you and possibly John, well, for whoever wanted to see some kids who were not wieners.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a whole slew of them. They run their go-karts at the Monroe Indoor Arena.
Non-wiener children.
Oh, I love non-wiener children.
No,
we only talk
to them if they're driving their go-karts in heavy downtown Seattle traffic.
All right. Now, I'm going to you, Jeff.
Yes. Hey, when I grew up, kids with or without stitches, I just got a comment about that. And usually the kids with the stitches, we used to call klutzes. Yeah. Hear the wiener part of it.
Well, no. Yeah, we would... Well, I'm not going to talk to you about
kids
it.
With bravado that kind of color outside of the lines and cut their own swath. Yes, hello, 444.
You mentioned four dot, Robin. It's like, I didn't think anybody remember what those labels used to mean with Olympia.
Every man's dream of four dot, right?
Signed.
Yeah, I run into people all the time who never heard of them. I grew up from Corvallis to Seattle, and I live in Seaside now, and I'm actually on my way to Seattle, and I go back and forth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to people, I know people, nobody...
Should we explain it for those who don't know, or should we leave them...
understand. They go,
should we leave them wondering?
Leave them wondering. It's urban myth. Okay. But you had to have it signed, or it was no good to you. You had to be signing it.
Could be.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. That's the way it went. Hey, can I remind all, one and all in the North End especially, stop by Alderwood Mall to the FYE store and meet Bob Rivers along with Spike, Joe, Mike, and Maura, and they're signing CDs and they're giving away prizes and whatnot from 6 to 8 o'clock. Not only are they a fine looking crew, as is known throughout the town for many years now, but they like to have their feet cleaned in public and corn shaved. And that's what'll happen this evening. At least part of the program. That's what it says here in my notes.
Who wrote the notes?
I wrote those.
I did.
You did it.
Somebody did.
Hey, that's a gas.
Yeah, by the way, I got a lady with GoPed stories that are horrible, and she made the family sell theirs. She says, cracked teeth don't require stitches, neither do broken bones. If you try and pop a Yui at a high speed, hit your cracked teeth, or jump over a curb.
Could be.
Broken bones.
You have to know how to do it.
And that's what I'm saying.
Come on,
it's a
Mom,
little adventurous.
That's a part of being a kid. Crushed skulls, broken bones.
Absolutely. Do it. Come
blown
on.
Blown out knees.
Sure.
Huh? I mean, you let them play football, right?
Yeah. You can blow out an ankle. How many girls with the platform shoes fall off and bust their ankles?
Come on, let's not raise a generation of wiener kids. Let's start feeding them cluster bombs for lunch.
There you go.
You have those kids jump off the roof tonight.
They have soccer practice.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Marvin can't jump off the roof tonight. He has piano.
It's true.
Yeah.
And then he has sensitivity training at 7:15.
Right. Besides, he'd never jump off a roof. We have him so pumped full of Ritalin, he can't get up there in the first place.
And Mother and Dad have to go wherever he goes, so he can never be alone.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's a generation of wieners.
It certainly is.
The preceding has been a dramatization of sorts. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we want some tough kids.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy's got an idea, Maynard.
Yeah?
This is, and I think this is a good feature item. A new Robin and Maynard radio feature. He would like us to call it Child Rearing Tips from the Fruitless Loins of Robin and Maynard.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we'll take it. We don't have kids. Okay, so we want them all to bust their heads open and whatever. So,
look.
I'll put a dime, a quarter in the jukebox slot. Pick a pretty plaid or something that's sweet or hot.
We'll drink a double malted, sitting on a stool,
meeting at the malt shop after school.
Hi kids, so nice of you to drop by the malt shop. I'm your soda jerk, Richard Peterson. Hey, would you like your nuts crushed?
Meeting at the malt shop, meeting at the malt shop after school.
Let's see what's hot on the box at the malt shop.
Well...
Hey, Richard, I can't finish my sundae. Would you like my cherry?